Okay, it's a 2024 and SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank continues on WWL in the new year. John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us. John, good afternoon and very happy new year.
Happy new year to you, Scoot, and to Ian as well. And we'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of Wednesday afternoons for the last several years. And we're really excited about 2024 and continuing to work with you.
No, it's been a great relationship, and we love it. Love having you part of the show as well. So this is a time when people make New Year's resolutions, and some of those resolutions sound just really great, but they don't last very long. But also, there are some financial New Year's resolutions that people can make, and it's only the third day of the new year, so it's not too late to set that up. What would you recommend in terms of a financial New Year's Eve resolution?
Well, I'll tell you, the top three financial resolutions are: number one, people want to save more money. Number two, they want to pay down their debt quicker. And three, they want to spend less. And I think if we start with the first one, how can I save more? I hope that everyone's goal is to establish some type of emergency fund to cover any unexpected things that may come up in life, whether it's a medical issue or maybe you're out of work temporarily. I think everyone should focus on establishing that emergency fund right away. And there's some really simple ways to do that. Most of us have a mobile banking app or an online banking app, and you can set up automatic transfers to your savings account. So when payday comes, transfer whatever amount works for your budget into a savings account. Even if you start off as low as maybe $10 a paycheck or $20 a paycheck, just set that up to automatically transfer to a savings account, and you'll be on your way to establishing some sort of emergency fund. I think the second best way for people to save money, and it's really a tax advantaged way, if you're a participant in a 401k plan at work or some similar retirement plan, consider increasing your deferral by just 1%. So if you're putting away 4% of your salary per year, increase it to 5%. You probably won't notice the difference. You're going to be saving some taxes as well. And that's an easy way to increase your savings rate.
You know, John, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please.
Well, you know, it's amazing how, like, you guys have it so much together. You banking people, like, have all of this together, and I don't have it together. Do you have problems maybe that I don't have? I mean, because you got all this down. I don't have this down at all. So I'm wondering, you got this down, but are there other problems that maybe I don't have that you have?
I'm sure there's a bunch of them.
I mean, I'd like to know that, like, I'm not a total trash disaster.
No. And look, Scoot, once people are on their way to save money, the next thing is really pay down debt. That's a big financial resolution for folks out there. And there's a couple of quick tips I'll pass along, you know, and I'm really speaking more of credit card debt. If you've got a 3, 4, 5 credit cards that the balances maybe have gotten away from you a little bit, consider a transfer card with a zero interest for some period of time where you can transfer the balances to that and work on paying that debt down. The only concern there is if you lack the discipline and you run the balance up on that new card, you're not going to be helping yourself out in any way. But that's a quick and easy one. There are a couple of other strategies that folks like to use. One is pay off the lowest balance card first and make minimum payments on the other cards. Once you knock out the lowest balance, go to the second lowest balance and work your way up. That's proven to be very successful, as well as paying off the highest interest rate card first. So if you've got 3 or 4 cards, figure out which one has the highest interest rate and work on paying down the highest rate card first.
John, this is really a ridiculous question for me to ask at this point in my life, because I should know this, but I'm asking this question. If you have a minimum balance on a credit card, and you just you pay over that balance, you're that's one way to pay it down, right?
If you just pay the minimum payment,
If you pay more, if you pay more, just whatever you pay over the minimum payment, that works toward paying it off. Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. That's the way to do it.
I knew that. I just wanted to hear it again.
Yeah. And, you know, the strategy part is really whether or not you try and knock out the lowest balance cards first or the highest rate cards first. And it's really up to the individual what works best for them. But those are two strategies to quickly pay down your credit card debt. And that's something we want to try and avoid is building too much credit card debt. And it impacts our credit score, which works against us when we need to make large purchases down the road.
All right, let's get to this third resolution for the new year when it comes to finances. Spending less.
And this really is all about budgeting. And we've spoken about this a few times in the past. And, you know, there's a simple rule in the financial world, 50, 30, and 20%. 50% of your income should go to needs. Those are things like your rent, your utilities, food, maybe education. The next 30% of your budget should go to wants. Those are things like maybe going out to dinner or going out to eat once or twice a month or however often, entertainment. And then the final 20% is savings. So if you can save 20% of what you bring home a month, you're going to be doing just fine. But that's a pretty simple rule of thumb, 50% needs, 30% wants, and 20% savings.
So number one, a good New Year's resolution for financing, save more. Two, pay down debt. And three, spend less.
Absolutely. If you can do those three things, you're going to be doing fantastic.
My challenge is going to be number three, spending less, because, you know, I like things. And so if I see something, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that I don't buy, but there's some things that I you know, I don't need, but I go, you know, I think I want that. It's not really big stuff, but, you know, might be a nice pair of shoes.
Well, look, we've got to be able to enjoy life, right? So you've got to do some things that make you happy, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, John. Well, thank you so much for this. I've always enjoyed spending time with you, and thanks for being part of SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank, and I hope you have a great new year. I know Metairie Bank will have a great new year, and we'll have a great new year together.
Thank you, Scoot. We really enjoy the opportunity to spend Wednesday afternoons with you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you and your listeners.
All right. John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank.